Our first speaker is Nadine Deschaussee. She's with the Community Foundation of Texas, CFT. She's Chief Strategy Officer. Her role focuses on leading the development and execution of the foundation's community impact strategy, enterprise-wide business process improvement, and mobilizing data to drive impact. Her passion is social innovation and building capacity among all social sector organizations. She is an expert in design thinking and has helped nonprofit leaders innovate by applying behavioral insights and leveraging new technologies. I will say, if you haven't already done so, please read her full bio. She has an amazing background, as does Jeff. That's what I'm actually saying that at the end of every introduction now, because we're supposed to keep this, you know, short, so I try to speak quickly, which usually isn't a problem for me, but I feel like we leave so much out. So also for Jeff, read his full bio. Jeff is the co-founder and managing partner of Boldly Go Philanthropy. Boldly Go Philanthropy is an advisory firm that helps individuals, families, and foundations plan, structure, and execute their philanthropy with bolder strategies, build grant and impact investment portfolios, engage in funder collaboratives, and many other approaches. One of its earliest roles includes teaching for America, I wanted to make sure to bring that up, in the New York City schools, my hometown. If you haven't already done so, read his full bio. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Lucille. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming out of the sun and joining us for this session. We do realize that we are talking to you after lunch, so we are going to try to make this interesting so that we keep you awake. Some of you had turkey. We've been brought together for this panel, and we're going to do this in a conversational style. So I may start speaking, and Jeff will jump in, and Jeff may be speaking, and I will jump in. So please prepare for that. And to the extent that you all want to ask questions, we are open to that because we will not have time for a formal Q&A at the end. So just jump in with a question if you have one. So as you can see from today's agenda, the topics that will be covered today relate to, you know, we're going to talk about what's hard about measuring social impact, core concepts, and how we might collectively advance the culture and practice of measurement. And from that, we are hoping that you will build a more complex understanding of performance measurement in the social sector, know some key concepts in evaluation, and be able to understand, again, your role in promoting credible evaluation and building knowledge. So that is a lot about the how of doing evaluation, and I do anticipate that you will come away with a better understanding of the how. But before we get into it, we wanted to talk a little bit about the why evaluation is so important. And the way that I would frame it is in terms of the social contract that society has with nonprofits. So in exchange for tax-exempt status for itself and its donors, we expect the organizations to operate effectively and transparently in the public interest. And so that means that we expect that nonprofits deliver social benefits. And we have to know if those benefits are being delivered in order to avoid inefficiency in the way that we allocate dollars, unintended consequences, and even harm to the community. So, you know, the most famous example of a social program that actually produced harm is probably Scared Straight. So those of you who have heard of Scared Straight, you want to raise your hand? Okay, so not all of you, I guess, were born and lived through the 80s. But this is a program that was very popular, bringing juvenile offenders into prisons to supposedly scare them out of crime. And it was, in fact, determined to be criminogenic. But, you know, there's actually a more benign and, I would say, ambiguous story that's in the news right now related to universal basic income. So, you know, we've had a lot of these UBI programs that have given small cash supplements to low-income families, and we've had randomized controlled trial experiments to see what impacts they produce. And one of the things that we're finding consistently is that recipients reduce their workforce participation. So, you know, that just means they work fewer hours. So, you know, we can have a, I think,